We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning in middle of the Amud, more 60% down. The first words on the word are Shluka Oiseres, starting right after that. Rabba Bar Rav Huna Iklo Lebei Rabba Bar Rav Nachman. Rabba Huna went to the house of Rabba Rav Nachman, Aisil Kamei, Tlas Soi Tachoi. They brought him this choshev of bread, 3 sa'am of bread, a very big amount, and it was smeared with shemen and dvash, with oil and honey, a very choshev dish, a very choshev bread. Amalahu miyav yadisu dasinu, how do you know I'm coming? Mr. Choshev dish, you had to work at this for a few hours before, grind all that wheat and bake it and smear it, and how do you know I was coming? Amalahu miyadip islam mina. It was Shabbos. I did it for Shabbos. Are you better than Shabbos? I prepared this for Shabbos. So that was the Shaka Vatar here that he said, it wasn't for you, it was for Shabbos. I didn't know you were coming, Taka. I did it for Shabbos. But the Gate of Mice is the next part. Adahachi, Ashkach, who Kavda Dabe Sapuna, as went through the Suda. They served a kavda, the havaba simpuna, the bliya dama. They served a liver that the simpuna, the pipes of the liver, were full of dam. Amalhu amai avdisu achi. Why do you do this? Why do you cook it with this dam? Even though dam in the kaved is mutter, but dam that's konos and simpunis, dam that's found in the pipes, that's real dam. You can't cook the kaved with dam. So he asked him, why do this? Amulei, alhechi navi, what should I do? How should I cook the kaved? What do I do with the simpoinus? Amulehu, koru shesi veiriv, you should cut it two ways. Cut it open, this back and forth. Back, one way shesi, one way eiriv. Vertically and horizontally. V'chituch letachas, and make sure that the opening is facing downwards. And that's how you roast it. And this before, everything will drip out, including all the dam in the simpainim. So you should have cut it open before you cooked it. And the Gemara says, V'hanim mili kavda. This whole halacha that Rabba was makbid on Rabba Rav Nachman, Rav Huna was told Rav Nachman should have cooked it this way, it's dafka by kavod. It's only a problem when it comes to liver. Avatachlo, the spleen, even though it's red and it looks like blood, it's not blood. Shumna ba'amu. There is no blood left in the tachla after they sought the animal. The tachla does not have any blood in it, even though it looks red. Ki hodu Shmuel, avle tafshilo tachla b'yem adavid milsa. Shmuel, after he did a kaz adam, so it's a good skula, after kaz adam, to get better is to eat something red. He used to eat, it's like dam, something like that. He used to eat the tachli. Now, even though the tachli is red, he was not considered dam, and therefore he was allowed to have the tachli. But you see that it's only considered shuma, it's not considered dam. So like the Gemara, Itma. Kavda aloy bisro, shari. If you put something on a spit, and they used to cook in the oven, bake, whatever, roast things in the oven, by putting it on a spit and into the oven, which is very hot. So what was on top of each other on the spit, on this little pole, where they roasted one thing on top of another. So Itmar, Kavda aloy bisra shari. If the kaved is on top of the basar when you're roasting it, so then it's mutter. Why? The kaved drips out dam. And we said before, we came out before, it's a shayla, but pastors we hold that it assers. One kaved, the kaved itself you cook, it's ID that it's being poilet the dam, it's that doesn't burn up a layer of the dam. But when it comes to things that you cook with the kaved will asser it. So here, since the kaved is on top of the basar, the dam will drip into it and asser it. Zok the Gemara, no. So it says, kavda loy bisra shari wai dama mishrik sharik. The dam just slips right off. The dam doesn't go in it. Rashi says, afish is oven, I kavid al basa. Eme kachlum, fish a dam I date sli, ene noyach levloya machlik vnoiflo. It just slips right off. It needs to be cooked together to be able to be berleya. But if not, it slips right off. Kachla loy bisra, but if you cook the kachal that still had chalav in it, on top of the basar, asar, there it's asar. My taima, chalav shruchim misruch. The chalav gets stuck inside the basar, and there we'll make asar the basar if the chal is on top of it. If the chal is on the bottom, so then the tzli, it drips out. And we had a machlokes exactly when is tzli mutter by chal. Is it always mutter by chal, or you have to first cut it open? But in any case, if the chal is on top of the basar, there's an issue because the chalav drips out, it's not drip to the ground, it drips on top of the basar, and it's also. So the first version is like this: cover the top of the basar is mutar. Why? Because dam is mishuk sharik. The chal on top of the basar is also why? Because chalav does get absorbed into the bottom basar. Rav Dimar Adoy Mas the Ipcha says the opposite. Kachla lo yibisra, roasting the chal on top of the basar sharik. My time chalav shchuta dera bottom. Chalav shchuta is midra bottom. Therefore, we make on such a case. It's not clear why we make on such a case. The mepharshim don't speak about it so much, but it's a little bit of a ara. Vasep is the chalav shchuta. Of course, it's ma'aseh ister rabbanon. So what if it's ister rabbanon? Therefore, you're not worried about it. It's not clear what the reason is. Maybe since the ister rabbanon, they weren't machmir when it was such a little amount that it drips on top of the basar. It's not clear. The answer is that why it's mutter because the rabbanon is not clear in the mepharshim. So kachlo is showing my time a chalav shchuta is rabbanon. We know chalav shchuta really any chalav that's in the chal while it's geshachta is not really considered chalav midrais, only the rabbanon. So the rabbanon would say you have to remove it. But here, if it drips on the basar, we're saying we'll make it. Kavdaloy bisr also. Why? Dam is the raisa. The dam, like upon him, is the raisa. And therefore, even though usually dam is harder to be berlua, but my so word running got belaya and it's the raisa, and therefore we'll mark it. Agav Tosis points out that there's a machloikis if dam shabishlu is a raisa or not. So it sounds like over here that in this sugya, the dam shabishlu is still the raisa. Look, Tosis talks about it. Tosis demas dam the raisa says, "I've got the amal kohen's rabba dam shabishlu in overlov." Mekomakom tchila kishuniflat ashlin espashul hoya the raisa. Avachov shchuta tchilas the rabba. That's what Tosis brings down. Ayin Tosis. So the Gemara, what's halacha ma'is? We have here like two lashonis here. Which one is aser santap? Daros mareimar halacha lemais like this hilchas ben kavda ben kachla tusi bisra shari. If it's under the basar, it's mutter. Ilui bisra, if you roast these things on top of the basar, the eved in, but the eved is good. We're going like lekula both the shoyners, but the eved is good. Lechatchila loy, lechatchila you should not do this. You should not do this. And Rashi speaks out that today, it means in his days when anything they roasted, it always was keilu. It's on top, because even if it's on the bottom, since it moves around, that's what Rashi says, so therefore it's always might have been on top, and therefore l'chatchila you should always make sure, not to cook it, not to roast it together. Like Rashi says, l'idon, asri l'gambri l'chatchila, fisha shpudim shalonu enim tluyim, el ha-shoich pois. They're lying down, u'pa'amim, that this goes higher than this, and therefore you shouldn't do l'chatchila at all. Rav Ashi ikla l'bei Rami bar Abba chamur. Rav Ashi went to his father-in-law's house, Rami bar Abba. Chazi lebrei the Rambam bar Abba. He saw the son of Rambam bar Abba, the car, shofid kavdei loy bisra. He saw him roasting the kaved above the basa. Omar kama yar haim rabbanon. He's doing this l'chatchila. Look how haughty he is. Eimad rabbanon the eved. The rabbanon just said that the eved it's mutter l'chatchila miyam. He said l'chatchila you could do this. It's not so possible to do this l'chatchila. Huh? Yar means that. You're a person who thinks that he knows halacha so good that he's going to even do the most cool of the geshita. So the truth is, taka, we paskin that with the eved, it's taka good. If you cook the kaved, the roast the kaved or the kachal on top of the, here's the word kaved, on top of the basa. We said the eved is good, but the chatchil, we said not to do it. This person, his brother-in-law here was doing this lechatchila. So he says, you know, I know you know the halacha, but the eved's good, but doing lechatchila? He says, "Kam yahar midrabanan, eim dam rabanan the eved, lechatchila miyama." So the Gemara vayta v'ike beidugi. If there's a little shisel, a bowl on the bottom of this basar and kaved that are cooking, are roasting together, you have a bowl there to catch all the liquid. And the reason why you put it there is because the basar is dripping some good fats also. You want to keep those fats. So you put a beidugi under it. V'ike beidugi. So then the halacha is like this. Bisra lo kavdi. Even to put the basar on top of the kaved, it's asur. I'm asur. Why? Because inside this beidugi, we have over here a mixture of dam from the kaved and shuman from the basar. So, Fred the Gemara, or Maish Dom,
the meat sauce or the fat?
Fat and mutter, no, fat and mutter. Dom is an
awesome. The sauce on the bottom?
Yeah. The boss on top is fine. No, the boss on top, nothing happened to the boss on top, no. Yeah. We said if the cover is under, sure, beat the meat, but the cover is under here. The boss on top of the cover. But here, the gravy, you're putting the beidugi there for a reason, to catch the gravy. So, you're saying the gravy is also because it's mixing with the with the kaved, the dam of the kaved. And it turns out when you eat that gravy, you're eating some dam. Right, the Gemara, or Maishnam are done with the bistro. It seems like the minig was that even when they just roast the basar by itself, they put the a bowl there, and the bowl was catching the shuman. There also you have some dam, because we know that when you salt something for tzli, you put less salt in it, and the roasting finishes the process of removing dam, removing blood from the basar. So every time you put a beidugi, there should be a problem. Maishnam are done with the bistro, and there we matter. The Gemara, I'll tell you why. Done with the bistro, shachin. The dam of a basar itself separates from the fat and it goes to the bottom. And the top layer is the fat. Dam of the kavda, kafi. The dam of the kaved is like fatty type of dam. And that floats as well. And that gets mixed up with the shuman. So basically, if you have a beidugi under the basar, there the fat is fine. Why? Because the fats are gonna rise above the dam. Mashenke, when it comes to the dam kaved, there it gets mixed with the shuman. Now, there's a stickler aura here that in a case where you have the dam and the shuman by the basar, we're saying it's mutter, why? Because it separates. But what happened to the, it's hot in this little oven. So why is it as blias from the dam into the shuman? So the Ran is mitzadet to say that there's no blias going from mashka to mashka. That's one of his mahalchim. He's bothered by this question and trying to figure out the answer to this question.
And
because it's 2 feet higher. The bus is not near the beidugi, because there's a little bowl on the bottom. If it's on the bottom of the oven, you have like a little thing to catch all the dirt. That's what it is. It's not near the busser. It's not going up. It's not even near the busser. That's not an issue. The busser itself is safe. Everything is safe, because that's higher up. So this is the another problem. What happened to that? So the truth is that there's a ran over here, which is based on the Gemara later on, Remedis ran. He says, yesh loymar, the high dump, you know, first he says like, of the chitim of the mashka in the belay of mashka, he says, "I feel like yes, a kli mach was a dam, but yes, a shum play plays a kli." He says, "Even if you say that mashka doesn't go within the mashka, but still the kli la aser." That's the Ran's kasha. So the Ran a very big chiddush, a very good teretz, and it's a gate to Gemara later on. Yeshloimar, the high dam of the beidugi, the dam that drips out of basar after it's salted, medina loy mitzer. Fish ain't noistim beidugi acha nitzla k'maychav v'desoy. You don't even put the beidugi down until after you roasted it, k'maychav v'desoy, and you salted it. The kol dam is not much dam here. So what's dripping out? It's really red sauce dripping out. El preshu shadai yotzei meichel edoim mimenu red odoim mimenu red juice asru umprei maris ayin uvekavdo shdemis arvim v'kol odoim asru. He says the whole thing is under our bottom, therefore it's mutter. That's what the Ran says. Apita Gemara later on that says that the beidugi is only allowed to be put there after the dam is finished. So therefore, that's the answer to the kasha, why is no blias. That is a very important Ran in this sugya, which if you remember it, we'll get back to that in Kufi Beis, mouth on the bottom, we negate to remember this Ran, that when it says the beidugi, it means you're putting it after it's Meichel Ben Nisoy, so it's not really dam in there. And that's why the Shumel doesn't come usher from the dam.